structure. This is SRN News.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Passionate about sports? Want to talk college, prep, or pros? It's time to enter the Sports Zone with Patrick Hyland. Call in. Tell Patrick how you see it. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free, 877-969-8600. And now, your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. A little warm, which is great for the Bucs. Have the L.A. Rams come in here, let it be 90 and a lot of humidity, and gives them a little bit of a chance to win this game, because right now we're in disarray. We need every break we can get. Want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Sports Zone here on AM 860 The Answer, and a special shout out to our men and women in the blue patrolling the streets for us, doing their best to keep us safe. Let's how about we listen to what they have to say and just do what they say, and guess what? Things will go a lot smoother, okay? Act respectful, and you'll get respect. It's real simple how that works. So want to share that with everybody. We have Veterans Day coming up this Friday. I don't want anybody to forget about that, and let's honor all our vets out there, past and present, and thank them for willing to take a bullet for us and keep this country safe, because freedom isn't free, okay? And all our first responders, God bless you also, and our teachers, finishing up the year here before Thanksgiving and the Christmas break, and we'll be in real good shape in that department if we can get back to normalcy here. We had to turn back the clocks today. Scott Levinson, who's in the studio with me, running for District 1 County Commissioner. You know what's funny about that, Scott? Just to let
go
you
go ahead.
Well, we're turning back the clocks. How about we turn back to a time where honor, integrity, and honesty and respect and accountability had its place in this great country.
I'm all for it, but in order to do that, we have to get people that put our communities first, our country first, and we need to forget about the special interest. We need to forget about the money. And, like you said, follow the money. Look at who these politicians take donations from, and that'll tell you what their purpose in office is.
I got an idea, Scott. You're not a big golf watcher, and I know a lot of people who listen to the show aren't golf guys, and that's cool. Some are. But the point I'm getting at is, do you notice one thing when you do watch a golf tournament, Scott, what the player wears on his golf shirt? If you don't, it's okay.
The divot from the hole before?
That was cute. The sponsors. What I'm alluding to is maybe politicians should have to wear a golf shirt with who sponsors them. What a novel idea.
Well, I was looking at some of the politicians here in Tampa, and we have to list who our donations come from.
Yeah, but
why would a politician be taking a donation from Tico? Why would a politician be taking donations from developers and builders in Phoenix, Arizona? Does that tell you a little bit of what might be on the horizon? Things like that. But the average Joe citizen, unfortunately, doesn't know how to access these things. And it is what it is. But you know what? It is all about unity. A funny story yesterday, real quick, and then we'll get into sports, finish up with some politics later, is I was out waving at Jan Platt Library, and my opponent's mom was there, and we spent a wonderful time together waving signs together and talking to people. And it just goes to show you, it doesn't have to be everything is a drag out beat down fight. The fact is, and Josh was sitting here, I hate to give him credit because he takes enough of his own, but
That he's ain't right. He's not like that.
He's not. But it's
he's good
he,
kid.
It's because he had a great dad raising him.
Push it.
You know, he's got fans looking in through the window. See, but he's right. It's all about tribalism.
It's ridiculous.
And it's too bad.
Well, and Robbie, we're going to get to you in 1 minute. We're going to talk college football to start the show, and then we'll finish up with pro football for our investors and also our fantasy guys. And Josh, you know, is in studio, Mr. FanDuel, I like to call him. And he hit it right on the head, tribal. And it's sad, though, that we've had to get that way, because the bottom line is, and I love Herschel Walker. I've talked about him on the show before when all the nonsense was going on. But realistically, I don't know if he's fit to run for office and be in that position. And with that being said, the gentleman from Pennsylvania, Ms. Federer, he has no business being in office anymore, okay? You know, we talk about Tom Brady going back to the family because it's time. Well, these two guys, it's time. And Uncle Joe, come on, let's be real, people. The only reason you voted for him is because you didn't like Trump. Well, that's the same reason to say, well, I don't like you know, this quarterback, so I'm going to put the quarterback in behind him who's the backup, who has no business being in there. We got to get away from the silliness. You know, when it comes to sports, you want to do that fine, not when it comes to running our country. Josh, good morning to you, young man.
Good morning, good morning. But, you know, perfect segue right there. It's fun to be a sports fan, and that is what Trump made people realize, that, wow, being on Team Red or being on Team Blue, this is fun. Look at all my teammates. Look at all this. And when you're winning, it's even more fun. And then when you're losing, you know, you have your teammates, you got to figure out how to plot your plan. And it's, there are so many similarities. And so that's the thing. Yes, it can be dangerous and people don't realize it, but it's just human nature. We just want to be on a team, right?
I want to be on a team that is for the right reasons. And I want you on my team, but guess what? Just because you're better than the guy on the other team doesn't mean you should be on my team. Maybe it should be that you should just take a breather.
And so, it would be nice to have more teams to choose from. Imagine only being able to choose between being a Florida Gator fan or a Miami Hurricane fan.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. I mean, I have more choices with the Miss America pageant than I do with the president. That makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it? And then for a job that pays you about $300K, we have $300 million going into it.
Well, maybe if we added the swimsuit competition to the presidential race, we'd have more you know.
Oh, yeah, candidates. That'd be great. More. Oh, I like him or I like her, so I'm going to vote for her. Has no basis running for politics, but let me vote them in.
Well, you just named 90% of the electorate. Congratulations.
But you have 40 options to choose from and where you want to eat and at McDonald's and all that. You know, it's an illusion of choice, but hey.
But I will say this. I've spent the last, 2 weeks out at the early voting. By the way, way too long, people. Make voting a national holiday, please.
Thank you.
But talking to people, and I will say this, and I've talked to a lot of blue, I've talked to a lot of red, and I've talked to a lot of in between, and 90% of everything we agree on. But boy, can we beat each other's butts on the 10 we don't. And, you know, I've had some great civil conversations with people, and I got to tell you, there is a chance to turn it. There is a way to turn it. We just need level-headed people. It's the same thing in sports. You know, it's the same thing in every facet of life. If you sit down and you talk about something, you can usually work it out. Yes. You know, in sports, everyone complains when the umpires huddle up in basketball or football. Wouldn't you rather them take an extra 2 minutes to try to figure out what the right call is?
Amen. Amen. And everything in life needs to be that way, Scott. And Robbie, we'll take your call now. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'll be glad when the elections are over.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yep. But I got some for Scott Levinson. There's no way the Bucks are making the playoffs this year. Bucks lose today to the L.A. Rams.
You know, I was thinking when Patrick was talking about the Heat, and I'm thinking, is it a lot cooler in L.A. than it is here?
Yeah, with the humidity, big time.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's it. It's an advantage.
So here's the big story. What do you guys think about Tiger Woods coming to town? He's going to play in that match? at the Pelican.
Yeah, I'm real glad to see that. I think the community, a lot of fun.
I think it will bring people out. I think Tiger is slowly and reluctantly, but he's getting there. You've watched some of his later interviews now. He is assuming the mantle of the ambassador of the game of golf, where he belongs. Yeah. There is, I mean, Jack Nicklaus, you know, you've got your guys that are still there. But like I said, yeah, it's gotten to the point, opening tee off, if Tiger's not playing, he should be there teeing off with Jack, teeing off with
Gary Player.
Absolutely. You know, it's time for him to assume his rightful mantle. Will there always be an argument? Who's the greatest? I look at that and say, Jack's still the greatest, and that is a record that will never be broken.
Well, unfortunately for Tiger, if Tiger would have faced the topper echelon of competition that Jack did, then he would surpass him in my eyes. The problem is, though, and it's not his fault, just like Larry Holmes was a great boxer, but he didn't really fight anybody
right,
like Ali did. Is that fair to the man? No, it's really not. But it does have to go into the equation, okay? You know, Tom Brady has 7 rings. Well, 3.5 now. But, I mean, maybe 4. Giselle won't cut 1.5. But anyway, so that's how you have to look at things championship-wise. Just, is it too early, Scott, for that one?
It might be
okay,
a little
longer. I'm sorry.
I don't think we've separated marital assets yet.
Okay, just saying. Anyway, let's get to college football, Josh. Let's go down the top 25. Some shockers, baby. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Nope, I'm not going to say Fighting Irish. That offends me, Josh. And when I say that, what do you call me, Josh?
A snowflake.
There you go. Your dad took care of it for you.
I'm learning.
Oh, yes, sir. Ridiculous.
But hey, there's a game that a 5-3 team, yeah, playing an 8-0 team.
There you go.
I know it's Notre Dame, but that's one of those games that no one saw coming.
No, man, no. How about LSU beating Alabama? I mean, didn't that surprise you, Josh? That surprised me more than the Notre Dame one.
Bama has not been that good this year. And LSU has been playing very, very, very well. You know, ever since FSU beat them in the beginning.
Yeah, that helps out FSU, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So are we done with Alabama? Finally, they are not going to be in the Final Four.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
We're done.
Ooh,
No. That it is BS.
I can't say that in case other teams lose.
Exactly. You have no idea how the rest of the season is going to go. You just so badly want them to just not be in it and write them off. There's still so many games left to be played. Everyone ahead of them could lose.
They're not that good.
In once again, we don't know what's going to happen with the other teams.
If they can get in the SEC Tennessee championship and win, and Georgia loses, and they beat Georgia, you know, to give them 2 losses,
when
anything
does the
can
time
happen.
There are plenty of paths for them to make it because the other teams aren't that good. LSU winning yesterday, again, they lost to FSU.
Right. Well, FSU put it on Miami. I think that puts
the Miami that lost to Middle Tennessee.
Right. I know.
It's time that's
that type of shellacking.
But you know what? It's time you stop looking at the conference so much because the conference ain't that good.
Yeah.
So,
and like he just said, that doesn't mean the alternative is any better.
What I'm saying is you need to start looking at what people consider, and they're not. These lower two, you know, I know they might not be the great, but TCU, teams like that, you have to start saying if they've got 1 or no losses, you can't look at a 2-loss Alabama anymore.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's going to really take some magic. Now, I agree with your father on that, Josh, that if there's a bunch of 1-loss teams, even if they win the SEC championship, I don't think they get in.
Of course, but November 6th.
I hope not.
November 6th, we can't rule out and just say automatically, oh, no, there's no way they're going to get in.
No, I won't go that far.
If Michigan loses, if Ohio State loses.
Well, one of them are going to lose.
Right. Like, so, there's plenty of ball left to be played.
I just think there'll be too many teams with 1 losses, and I think now is Alabama in the top 10 in your opinion?
Right now, after losing yesterday, yeah.
Still, so you'd make them the number 10 team.
I mean, I think they're right there around with USC. I mean, do you put them ahead of Clemson?
Oh, 1 loss, 2 loss.
I would put them, but again, I think Bama's looked better than Clemson has.
How about the Gators yesterday? Did they come through?
Hot Jimbo. They did. Hats off to the Gators. No, but I mean, Jimbo has been bad.
My heart. Really does.
I mean, it is.
Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban lost yesterday. Golly, what a beautiful day in college football. And on that note, we'll take a timeout here on AM 860, The Answer, The Sports Zone. We come back, we'll talk some more college football. We'll take your calls at 877-969-8600.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone, heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Here's a security question for you. Say you're using Amazon, Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, TikTok, or Snapchat. You click a link on an ad or whatever, and that opens a web page in a browser. Is this no big deal, or is it a bad idea? I'm Kim Commando with The Answer, brought to you by NetSuite, the number one cloud financial system. Get a one-of-a-kind financing program at netsuite.com/Kim. All right, let's see if you passed. When you click a link in an ad and that action does not open your browser of choice, say Chrome, Firefox, or Safari, for example, you're using what's called an in-app browser. And when you do, that app, the ones that I already mentioned, Amazon, Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, TikTok, or Snapchat, captures every single keystroke that you enter and will use that data and sell it to the highest bidder. So remember, when you click a link and that opens an in-app browser, I want you to copy that link and then open your own web browser to protect your privacy. And be sure to try my new Daily Fun Tech podcast. It's called Kim Commando Today. 2000, 2008, 2022. When it comes to the economy, those are some scary years. The dot-com crash, housing crash, and the roller coaster we're going through right now. One thing is certain, it's a dangerous time to not know your numbers. But over 31,000 businesses have the confidence and clarity they need because they rely on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. Get visibility and control of your financials, planning, budgeting, and inventory so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. NetSuite is everything you need all in one place. Prepare for uncertain times by identifying rising costs, automating processes, and finding where to save money. 93% of customers improve their visibility and control when they upgraded to NetSuite. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. That's netsuite.com/Kim, netsuite.com/Kim.
Welcome back to The Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free, 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks, thanks for hanging in there with us here on a beautiful Sunday, November the 6th. Please get out and vote Tuesday. Scott, you mentioned something earlier. He's running for District 1 County Commissioner. Get out there and vote for him. You want to change here in Hillsborough County. If you live in District 1, vote for Scott Levinson. I can tell you that much. This is a man of honor and integrity, and he'll listen to everybody's side and then make an intelligent decision what's best for the constituents, and that's Scott Levinson. And Scott, talking about that real quick, you made a great point. Should be a national holiday. What should happen is we should make it a 4-day weekend. Real simple, okay? You take off Monday and Tuesday, okay, of this week, and let people vote and call it a day, and that's the end of it. And then again, perception. We're going to get into the perception of college football here in a minute. And I think that's the way it should go down. I really do.
I agree. 12 days of early voting is a lot. Plus, you have mail-in.
Really?
And I understand. I understand the mail-in. Some people can't get there. 12 days of early voting. If you make it a national holiday, make it 5 days of early voting. I don't care. But
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, because
here's what
Tuesday.
Happens.
That's all.
People start voting over a month ago.
Yes.
Things change.
Yes.
Things change. People start, it's just.
Come on, man. If you can sit at Kmart for an hour, you can sit at, you know, doggone the polls.
Oh, and by the way.
Come on, really?
And by the way.
Yeah.
I have spent many hours at the polls this last 12 days.
Sure.
I have not seen one person pass out, fall out.
Exactly.
There are things of water they can get. They know the campaigns can't go give them water, but they are allowed to bring water. The places have water. No one is crying that the lines are too long. It's all of the worries that were there, we're not seeing on either side.
Nope. It's ridiculous.
And that's why you have extra days for people to go and vote, so that it's not all concentrated.
Yeah. Oh, there's at Jan Platt yesterday there was lines, but what I'm saying is, it's not like, oh my God, if they had to stay in line for 2 hours, they can't get. It's all right there for them.
Yep, we have an open line at 877-969-8600. Want to talk a little bit of the college football playoff system that we're going to get into here real soon in the next few weeks. We talked about what teams are valued more than others. Josh, start with you first. Is the SEC the best conference from 1 to 12, in your opinion?
Yes.
Okay. Who would you put number 2 in that category?
The Big Ten.
The Big Ten, okay.
And then there's a big drop-off.
Oh, and then there's a big drop-off, okay. What would you do comparing UCF, USF, the conference they're currently in? I know that's going to change next year, but right now compared to the ACC?
Well, the ACC is still superior. They're still recruiting better talent, superior people. UCF can hold their own. We've seen that because Florida has a superior talent bed and pipeline and all of that.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, I will take Georgia and Tennessee over Michigan and Ohio State.
Okay.
And then I would take, you know, after that, I'm taking your Bama, clearly, you know, your Bama, your Ole Miss, your, you know, whatever that next tier is, over Penn State, over Michigan State, over Maryland, Rutgers, Illinois, Iowa, you know what I mean? It's just the talent disparity, we see it.
I want to see him play.
That's what we have a playoff for. And all the bowl games.
I want to see, and this is the other thing, diversify these schedules. You know, I understand you got to play everyone in your comp, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? Stop these BS games. Now, anyone can win them, and I've said that. But there is no – play some real – I'll give Notre Dame credit. They play teams.
Yes, they do.
They don't shy away from anything.
No, they don't.
And these other games that we see, these big conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC, seeing some of these teams they play, stop it.
You're right.
Stop it.
I don't like it.
If they are so powerful, then play real games.
Amen. Bob, I'm preaching.
Let's not play six-year high school teams.
Yeah.
I mean,
every school does that.
And I'm saying it's BS.
Yeah. It's a money thing. We've gone over this so many times.
Let's talk about that. And then, Charles, we're going to take your call. And Charles will be objective and fair about the Alabama game. He always is. And that the point I'm getting at, Josh, it's amazing. They'll spend $1 million with shipping kids out to these games and get paid $750,000. So where was the money really made? It's ridiculous. They lose money sometimes doing these gigs. Let me tell you, Josh. Deion Sanders brought it up, and he's right. And I looked into it, and the man's right. Speaking of that, I wonder if he's going to go to Auburn, and we'll bring in Charles on that note. Charles, good morning. How you doing?
Well, I'm frustrated, as most Alabama people are. But
sure.
I tell you what, if LSU came back and – you know, the way we've been up and down all year, and you guys remember me saying that at the beginning of the year, I questioned our offensive line, and, I mean, our discipline is just horrible. This is the this got to be the worst squad Saban's had in a number of years and everything. And and the thing is, it's like the great Don Meredith used to say, turn out the lights, the party's over. I mean, because, you know, there's no way in the world we're going to go SEC championship or national championship. I mean, we don't deserve to be there. Not the way we played. And Ohio State got exposed yesterday. They're not as good as everybody thinks. And I tell you what, right now, the good thing, they ain't nobody going to beat them dogs.
No.
Them dogs, are, I mean, it just, you might have, you know, it, I don't care who they go up against or whatever. They've proven themselves.
Amen to that, Charles. The Bulldogs do look good. I'm looking for the rest of the season to be exciting, and when the playoffs do occur, I wish we were at 8 teams this year, and if they want to go 12 next year, that's fine, but going from 4 to 12, boy, what a jump. But I like it. I really do. Then nobody can cry and complain. I mean, it's real simple. You can say, oh, I was 13, and I should have been 12. Yeah, okay. Good luck next year.
You know.
But now you have an argument to say, man, you know, you got me at 6. Okay, let me play one. I think I can take them on. You're not going to get that option this year. So that's unfortunate.
Well, no. And, I mean, that's like everything, like even with the basketball tournament. Remember years and years and years ago, there were only X amount of teams, and everybody goes, well, let's add so-and-so. Let's add so-and-so. And, you know, it came about again, too, for the money and everything else.
Sure.
But, again, you get somebody like Gonzaga comes in there and wins the title, and, you know, like there's the Cinderella story. And, yeah, the more, you know, you bring in, and it's like they said, if you're as good as you think you are, you play whoever. I mean, it's like, you know, you get, say, a third down and one. They're going, okay, here, we're going to tell you the play. We're going to run it right here in this gap, and we dare you to stop us. And if you're that good, you run that play, and if they stop you, they stop you. If you don't, then, you know, but again, like I said, it was amazing. But like you were saying with Jimbo and Nick, I mean, I feel sad that Nick lost, but anytime Boomhauer gets beat, that is a wonderful day.
Good one, Charles. And on that note, we're up against a heartbreak here on M860, The Answer, the Sports Zone. When we come back, Josh and I and Scott are going to be talking about fantasy football and a little investing. We'll have a good 25 minutes of that, so you want to stay tuned. That was Charles down in Bradenton, Florida, and appreciate all our listeners from Sarasota up to Crystal River all the way out to Lakeland. Nice little diamond corridor there, I call it. And we do appreciate you checking us out here live and on the net. So thank you, and we'll be back in just a few minutes after a little news weather for you.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552. Hi, folks, it's the captain.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Here's the latest from the Answer News Center.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Home Depot workers in Philadelphia voted against forming the first store-wide labor union at the world's largest home improvement retailer last night, a loss for a fledgling movement to organize at major U.S. companies. The National Labor Relations Board says workers voted 165-51 to reject forming a union to represent 274 employees at the store. Twitter has announced a subscription service for $7.99 a month that includes a blue check, now given only to verified accounts. It comes as new owner Elon Musk works to overhaul the platform's verification system just ahead of the midterm elections. And President Biden is being criticized by a powerful Democrat, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. Says the president shouldn't be talking about closing down coal mines as he is. This is SRN News.
AM 860, The Answer. Listen on our website, theanswertampa.com. 93.7 FM. W229 DJ Dunedin. By downloading the Answer Tampa app or on TuneIn or Odyssey. The latest from AccuWeather at the top and bottom of the hour. Only on AM 860, The Answer.
Today we'll have variable clouds with a passing shower or two in the afternoon. The high will be 88. Tonight, clear skies and a low 69. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high 87. Tuesday, low clouds, then perhaps some sun. It'll be breezy in the afternoon with a high 86. Playing with confidence, download the redesigned AccuWeather app today. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Garrett Beck for AM 860, The Answer.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks, thanks for tuning in to AM 860 The Answer. In studio with me, Josh Levinson of FanDuel. Appreciate you coming in today, and we'll talk about some FanDuel action and fantasy action and some investing, Josh. And also, Scott Levinson in studio with me, running for District 1 County Commissioner. Looking forward to him winning Tuesday night. We need a little change of pace there in Hillsborough County and wake some people up. And maybe we just need to start taking some personal days and coming down to the downtown area, Scott, since they have their meetings from 9 to 5 when we're all working. So maybe we can shake that up.
Isn't that weird how that works?
Yeah, makes all sense in the world.
Let's make sure all our government decisions are made when people can't be there.
Yeah, makes sense, you know. And that's why, you know, the first Tuesday in November.
And that goes for both sides. I'm not talking about.
Amen, brother. No partisanship there. It's just ridiculous. It's not right. If it's not right, it doesn't matter what tribe you're on, okay? If I'm allowed to still say that. Lord have mercy. So anyway, but I hope we wake up and do it. But you know, what I was about to say is, you know, they make it the first Tuesday unless it's the first, because it's the furthest day from April 15th, tax day. They're not fooling me, and they shouldn't be fooling anybody else. Wake up, America. Go ahead, Josh.
Just some fan. I don't have a good segue there. Apologies, but
no, that's fine. I just had to get that out of my system.
We're 90 minutes away from kickoff here. There's lots of buys and injuries and stuff, but an interesting note that came through.
Cool.
Take it what you will, but Rashad White could play as much as 40% of the snaps as the Bucks want to ease the workload a little for Leonard Fournette.
Well, it makes sense, man. I mean, you want to make that playoff run with Lenny. Here's the bottom line, Bucks. Find a way to get to 8-9. I think you win the division. And then what happens after that, God bless,
I think
starts today.
Yeah, I think Falcons are going to win the division at this point.
You really do?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, we'll see.
We're not good. We're not.
Are the Falcons good?
They're playing better than we are. They have some promising talent. They got London. They got Pitts. They got Patterson coming back. They'll run the ball 25, 30 times. You know what's interesting in the league this year? You're starting to see the zig and the zag, where everything was becoming air it out, spread it out, throw it all around. Some teams are starting to establish the run a little bit. I know your Bills are just slinging it all over the place and that sort of.
But Buffalo runs it wrong when they need to.
Look at the Eagles and how they establish. You're seeing some changes.
And that's going to change fantasy ball, too.
And for the Bucks, we have a historically bad running game so far. So, I mean, we got to get it going.
And Joshua can tell you this. And, you know, he had, whether it be fortunate, he might consider it unfortunate, playing for me when I coached. but he heard me many times say, I will never throw a pass if you could guarantee me 2.5 yards a carry. Why put the ball in the air? One of two things is going to three things are going to happen. Two of them are bad: incompletion, okay. Interception.
Well, if I played for you, I would have said, "Hey, coach, I agree. Guess what? Two things can happen when I hand it off the ball: loss of yardage or a fumble. So let me throw the ball. Thanks, coach."
I don't think you'd ever find a single. If you told a coach he was getting 2.5, 3 yards a carry if he never threw the ball. Guess what?
Well, you better get 3.5, brother, because
he's never throwing the ball.
You need 3.5 unless you feel sexy going for it on fourth down and 2 all the time, Scotty. So I don't feel
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And that's happening more and more now in the NFL.
They're going for
it. You are seeing them going for it more and more.
They're playing the analytics, and sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes, you know, that can backfire on you too. You got to sometimes play with your gut or see how your team's doing.
But Joshua's right. Football comes down to blocking, tackling, and execution.
What a concept, man. What a concept.
Yeah, my question for you both.
Yes, sir.
Is with our Bucks.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And our new head coach.
Todd, baby, we love you.
Todd, okay.
Ooh, come on, baby.
Has anyone seen him get excited, fired up, emotional on the sideline?
See, I don't have a problem with that.
I have a huge problem with a coach that shows zero emotion. I have a huge problem with a coach that doesn't high five and slap his players and get excited with his players. And I think way the coach's personality and attitude, if you don't think we were playing with a different attitude under Arians, more of an in-your-mouth attitude, I think we assume the personality of a coach. I think all teams do.
Tony Dungy did okay without being like that. Chuck Jones did okay. Yes. Come on.
Did
man.
He? He never got us over the hump here.
He won in Indianapolis,
brother. Yeah, he won a Super Bowl.
Right. He went to and Peyton Manning ran that offense. Peyton Manning ran that team.
Here's the thing. Okay, and John Gruden came in here and ran the offense. They got 3 more points average per game. That's why they won the Super Bowl that year. That simple. Got the perfect storm. Some guys are defensive coordinators, and that's a great segue. Scott, some people are defensive coordinators, some are offensive coordinators. Okay, Todd's really a defensive coordinator, but let's be candid.
Not this year.
Well, I'm saying he's head coach, man. It's hard to do both jobs. The bottom line is New York, he wasn't put in a great position, and now this year he's not put in a great position because offensive line is decimated, no running game, lost, you know, Antonio Brown, lost Gronk. You know, everybody thinks we can just turn the switch. Don't work.
I get it all, but the attitude's not there either.
Deep down, they know, man. It's Scott, you know that, man. When you cross the lines, you want to play. The bottom line is, if they win today.
Continued excuses, continuous failure.
Well, there's some truth to that, too, man. You gotta own it. Sooner or later, you got to own it. Just like the last 2 years in this country, things have not gotten right.
How do you segue to that?
Well, because people want to make excuses. That's why. Okay, so no more excuses. Get the job done or you're fired. Real simple. And come Tuesday at midnight, I'll be sleeping. But when I wake up at 5 in the morning, I want to be like, whoa, all right, good day. Josh, let's get to football, baby. All right, let's start out with the first 1 o'clock game. We'll talk about investing and fantasy plays.
I've got Chargers-Falcons.
That should be a high-scoring game. Would you concur with that logic, Josh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I hope so. Obviously, Eckler should have a good day. You know, Herbert's not having the type of year I thought he would have. And I know there we go with excuses again, but a little bit of that is because his stud wide receiver's been hurt.
So. I think he's hurt. Remember, he got hit hard early.
You're right about that,
I think
too, brother.
They rushed him back a little quick because they had those Super Bowl aspirations, and now they're just kind of stuck in a quagmire because it was his ribs. And he hasn't been throwing it nearly as long down the field. And, yeah, could be because of Mike Williams not able to strut, but I think it's his ribs because that's the type of injury that really can limit you.
Do you think he'll do okay today, though, against Atlanta's defense?
Oh, I think he'll do fine, but Falcons are going to win.
Okay, so Falcons are going to win that game. Well, you know, I'm hoping one L.A. team wins and one L.A. team loses for our benefit. I do think if the Bucs can, you know, make it 4-5, that changes, and then they go to, you know, London next week. Pardon me, Germany next Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know what? I think it's either next Sunday or the Sunday after. I have to do my research. I might be jumping the gun there. I'm looking forward to that game, 9:30 special. It could be pretty cool against the Seahawks. So, and that could be if they can get to 5-5 some way, somehow, you know what? Now we're talking differently.
Yeah, that'll be – so when we are alive next week, that game will be on.
Great. So I was right. Yep, Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. So they're playing on the 13th in mm-hmm. I believe it's Munich, Germany. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's at Bayern, Bayern's stadium. Huge, huge soccer stadium. Big, famous team over there.
So that should be really cool. I'm looking forward to that. So besides that, so you like Atlanta, and how many points are they laying?
They're the underdog. They're getting a cup, 2-3, depending on
then
where
you play the money line, in my opinion, but everybody has their own difference. If you like Atlanta, just take the money line.
Depending, you know, everyone's different.
If it's 3, that's different. If it's 2, forget it.
In that situation, I would typically split a unit between both plays.
Good point.
Because then you get plus odds, then you lay the juice on the other. Maybe they wind up losing by just a point, you know, 21-20, some ridiculousness. Yeah. So It's just, you know, you don't always have to put all your eggs in one basket, if you will.
I like the threes and the sevens. You start doing that, a lot of times the points really don't make a difference. It's kind of funny, you know?
3, 7, and 10 are the key numbers. They so really you want are. You don't yeah. want to, you know, rather than 2.5, you want to buy up to 3. But anywhere between, you know, 5, that
now.
Doesn't matter.
Well, it's funny now. The biggest thing that's changed, Josh, is the long extra point and the two-point conversions. That's where that 3, 7, and 10 isn't as crucial as it used to be back in the investing days of the NFL. But anyway, we'll get to the next game. Go ahead, Josh.
I've got Miami-Chicago.
Yeah, the Bears for my man Ken over there. I think the Bears can hold their own against Miami, but it's the weirdest thing. Miami can always
You okay,
find
Ken?
A-
yeah.
You know. You all right, buddy?
Yeah, okay. I wasn't expecting that. The Bears surrendered about 2 weeks ago.
Hey, the Bears would be in the Super Bowl if they had a quarterback, so God bless them, okay? Hey, man.
Why, is McMahon ready to come back?
Man, they need to find one like him, at least a gamer.
Man, don't throw. Ken fell off his chair.
I know, I could have got the poor guy hurt. I'm sorry, Ken. God.
Fields is going to get killed if he doesn't stop running.
So oh, well, that's
they,
true.
They got to get him some protection.
The funny thing is, normally Chicago plays well at home against teams that go there, but Miami, for some reason, does well playing in Chicago. I don't know why. It's kind of fluke if you do the research. Josh, I'm gonna say Miami 21-14. What's your thoughts?
21-14, 28-21 Miami.
Oh, you see a little bit more scoring.
Yeah, because Chicago's been moving the ball better. They're not what they were at the beginning of the season.
But I think their defenses are better than people think, too. But we'll see.
Well, the Bears traded away a couple guys, added Claypool this week, so kind of interesting.
I'm curious to see how Claypool's going to do, man. I really am, you know?
I mean, he gives them another weapon, man. Can you name any other pass catcher on that team after Mooney?
No,
you know, it does.
Really
so, but it's nice to see them actually give Fields a weapon.
You know, who isn't bad? You know, you say mention another guy, Pettis, who came from San Francisco. I mean, I'm not saying he's a game breaker, Josh. I'm just saying he's a serviceable wide receiver, and I thought he was done.
He's what we refer to in the industry as a jag, just another guy.
Right, you're right. Okay. Next game, please.
Panthers at Bengals.
Packers at the Bengals.
No,
Panthers.
Cats versus Cats.
Ooh, I hope we didn't offend the APCSA, you know, with all these things, you know. I'm sorry, Josh. I had to be a little bit of a snowflake. Make your day. Come on, man.
You have been snowflakeish this last few
months.
And
if you believe half stuff I tell you, you shouldn't be running for office, Levinson. And I know you don't believe it. Neither does Josh. He's like, Patrick, please, man.
Just think about it. When we get into the Christmas season, we're not even going to have to decorate in here.
There you go.
It'll just be snowing.
There you go, brother. I say Bengals by a touchdown. What do you say?
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah, I like Mixon today. Don't let me down, Joe.
I guess
him to do something instead. He's always
the offense looked terrible without Ja'Marr Chase. So I don't know. You know, maybe a week off is going to help them, but that was bad, bad. So that would be where I'm a little skeptical. I don't think it's going to be some big high scoring game. But yo, Panthers, PJ Walker, he's a gamer. He's a playmaker. You know, he's going to have some bad games, some inaccurate throws and stuff. But he can move that offense in a way that Baker couldn't, that Darnold can't, or any other guy.
Yeah,
so it's interesting. Foreman's a good back. Chuba Hubbard's a good back.
Come on, Deontay. I need you today,
DJ
buddy.
Moore is a stud wide receiver.
Yeah,
this kid Terrace Marshall that they have is explosive. I mean, the
Moore
NFC.
Moore was killing you earlier this year. Now he's making you feel good.
Like, the NFC South is not as bad as we thought.
Doubt about it, man. All right, let's get to the next 1 o'clocker.
Packers at Lions.
I hope this is a decent game, man. I want to see some offense. Let's go 31-28, and I'm not going to say who wins, Josh.
I think it'll be a field goal game, too. I don't think it'll be that high scoring, but yeah, I think a field goal game.
I'm embellishing or hoping.
Yeah.
You know,
27-23.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine, too.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see a 13-10 game. From those two. Their offenses. Well, I want to see Rodgers get it going, man.
No. Once again, do you think it's going to happen? Is there anything to make you think that once a guy gets that old, you start losing the athleticism, he doesn't have anyone to throw to?
I know, man.
There's no reason to think it's going to happen. And it's starting to look that way with Tom, too. Like, it gets to a point where that's it. When it's over, it's over.
Nope. All right. Next one, my man.
And for that game, DeAndre Swift is active, but they've been very, very, very clear that he's not 100%. Very likely going to be limited with his touches. That's probably a 50-50 split backfield with Jamal Williams.
Okay, good. I'm glad you let the
Raiders at Jaguars.
I like Jacobs today, man, for some reason. I think he's going to run and have a big day. I do think the Jags are going to win it. I don't know if Carr's going to wake up. That was one of the worst quarterback performances I've seen in the last 10 years from him last week. Would you concur with that?
Oh, yeah. He does not look good at all. They've got enough weapons there where he should be better. So I don't know what's up
there.
Terrible,
man. And I'm obviously being a little harsh because he's my fantasy quarterback. But I'm going to go with Kirk Cousins this week, and I bet we're close to that game, Minnesota and Washington, right?
Yeah. I think Jaguars pull the upset there.
Yeah.
They're getting a couple points. I think they'll pull it off.
I hope so.
Yeah. Devontae Adams should be able to get his, but ETN, man, he's good.
He looks
he's
good. Hey, Robinson, we'll get to the Jets game in here in a minute, but I think
Robinson. He's not playing.
Robinson isn't playing for the Jets?
He got hurt.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. Some people are a little skeptical about the medical and what did the Jets know? What did the Jaguars know about
that
trade?
Is that updated on FanDuel?
The 11:30 inactives came out.
Wait, you said Tannehill's questionable, right?
For Tennessee?
Yeah.
That's the night game.
I thought you just – okay, I got you okay. Wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh, you heard him say ETN, so you probably thought he said Tannehill. No,
yeah,
ETN's
yeah.
The man. Okay. Let's go to the Minnesota game, Josh, if we can. You think that's going to be a high-scoring game also, and I agree.
So I was incorrect. James Robinson got hurt. They said that he will play, but it's not – like it doesn't look great. Like, I would not feel very confident starting him that second game because there was a lot of injury issues there. And then Darren Waller for the Raiders side is inactive.
Cool. Okay. Foster could have a nice day then.
He could. I think it'll be Adams.
If Derek wakes up.
Yeah, I think it'll be Adams. But again, a tight end is such
a
wasteland.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, you know, he's not a bad fly-in for your FanDuel is my point.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then next game there, Minnesota Washington. Is that a 1 o'clock or are they playing at 4?
Minnesota Washington's at 1 o'clock.
Thought so. Okay.
So, yeah, it's Minnesota at Washington. Washington plus 3 is the spread.
I think Washington's going to win that game, but I think Cousins could have a decent game. I hope I'm right, obviously.
Yeah, but neither defense is very good.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be nice to see Hawkinson in that offense. It's another weapon because they traded for him this week.
Yeah,
interesting to see interdivision trades.
That was weird. I was really surprised at that. Will he do better there, or do you think he would have done better?
It'll be lateral.
Lateral movement.
Yeah,
that's
I think
cool.
So.
That's good.
And then it's only 2 more. You got Colts at Patriots for 1 o'clock?
Patriots are going to win that game, I think.
They haven't looked good, though.
No. I wouldn't be surprised. It just depends, you know, if, you know, Taylor can run a little bit and, you know, the QB can do a little something there. I mean, that's just a weird scenario, though. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout, and then we'll get to the 4 o'clock games when we come back. So hang in there with us, and please vote on Tuesday, and get your vote out. District 1 people, County Commissioner Scott Levinson. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. It's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. And tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Brandon Tatum explains what we're up against.
These people that we're up against are complete nut jobs. They hate America. They want to push pedophilia. They want to push racism on our children. And the way in which they legislate, the time has come where we cannot be politically correct. Our country is on the line.
The Officer Tatum Show. Weeknights at 6, right before Sebastian Gorka at 9 on AM 860. The Answer and TheAnswerTampa.com.
Bill Bunkley with something to think about. The time has come. Soon, we the people will decide America's fate. This is the most consequential midterm election of our lifetime. Will you choose to support the most radical anti-American regime ever elected to the Oval Office and the leadership of the U.S. House and Senate, will you choose to kill our unborn children, not only up to their birth, but after birth? Will you vote to continue to defy God's creative design of two genders, man and woman? Will you vote to continue to redefine God's design for marriage? And will you vote to continue polluting the precious minds of our elementary school children with inappropriate sex education? Or will you vote for your biblical and conservative values to return America to the principles that guided her for decades? It's time for you to be a leader. I'm Bill Bunkley.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll-free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks. Thanks for hanging in there with us. AM 860, The Answer. If you're coming home from church, we appreciate you listening. And you can catch us on the stream. You can catch us on our Facebook page, too. And the show will be up here in a little while. And you can go over it and critique us. We don't mind. We can take it. Scott's running for office. Josh is a tough young man. I'm a tough old man. So we appreciate it. I have Maura calling in. Maura, welcome into the Sports Zone. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm here at the precinct, Taunton Country Precinct, working, talking to constituents.
Beautiful.
Hey,
beautiful.
Hey, Maura, it's Scott. Everything going good out there for you?
Yes, we're getting the thumbs up.
Well, Maura, tell us what you're running for. Let everyone know how your name will appear exactly on the ballot. Tell us what you're running for.
Okay, I'm running for State House District 64, which is everything south of Citrus Park, to all the way to 275 South. My western boundary is Sheldon Road. My eastern boundary is 275 North. And I'm a constitutional conservative.
Maura, I have to ask, do you encompass Luce, or is that just outside of your area?
No Luce.
No Luce. Right before there. Because you said 275 North, so I wasn't sure.
Maura, and on a personal level, and we'll get back, but Maura and her husband, Manny, I was fortunate enough to meet back last time, about 3 years ago.
Cool.
And two of the most genuine, honest. You want integrity, this woman is it. And she, you know the old saying, give you the shirt off her back.
There you go.
She would do that for anyone. They are amazing people. Maura will do us an amazing job. And we'll be seeing you out there soon. But Maura, we have one big question for you.
Yes, sir.
Out there.
Thank you, Scott.
No, out there, we want to know what everyone thinks. Who's winning the football game today?
The Bucks.
The Bucks or the Rams?
The Bucks.
That a girl.
We got to win it today.
There you go.
Well, you got it,
thank you for calling in, Maura. I will see you out there soon, and you and I are both going to be celebrating on Tuesday.
Amen, brother.
I believe that, Scott. God bless everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. All right. Well, Rudin Maura, Rudin Scott, you know, these two people are going to make a difference in this county and our state and everything. We got to do some things different here in Hillsborough County. It's ridiculous. We talk about football things changing. Well, guess what? There are more important things than football, and that's getting our county right. When we're the highest tax county out of the 50 plus counties here in the great state of Florida, there's a problem. Something needs to be investigated.
Four o'clock games.
Yes. Rock and roll, baby.
Or was that it?
No, we got some good 4 o'clockers. Good. Talk about the Buckaroos and the Rams. Give me a couple other 4 o'clockers. Dallas is off, so we won't see them at 4.
Yeah, it's only two of them. So you've got Seattle at Arizona.
Yes. And that will be the Cardinals, I say. I'm going to go 27-21.
Interesting. I like Seahawks pull off the upset there. Win by 3 or 4. Like
okay.
20, really close. 24-21, 28-24, something like that.
Okay.
27-24.
Yeah, I just have a feeling that Arizona's going to wake up.
Seattle's good. Geno Smith is good. And one of the most underrated guys forever. And
you play long enough, you learn.
People won't like to hear this, but the fact that a black quarterback that never had good success was able to stick around in the league for this long, I think should have shown people something. Because most of those guys don't get that many chances when they were as bad as he was on the team he was on.
Agree.
Yeah. No,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that just shows you times are changing. So we're not looking at somebody's pigmentation. We're looking at their talent or their potential and trying to work with them. And I think we've done a good job of that in the last 40 years. And if we and we continue to do it, there's room still to be had. But let's talk about the successes, not the one failure out of 100. Okay?
Yeah, he was in a bad situation on the Jets. He's crushing it. Pete Carroll, Coach of the Year. I mean, it's been great.
I love that guy. Yeah. I know people don't like him, but I love that guy.
The only problem I have with him, Scott, the whining to the refs. I don't care for that. But I'd like the guys. He's an emotional guy, and that's okay.
Do you think that's
you, I like not, that, though. I love that.
I don't mind that.
Do you think that's some gamesmanship, though?
Yeah. A little bit.
There's strategy to that. Like, that pays off. You see it in the NBA a lot, but, like, him constantly
surprised
badgering
the refs, I'm surprised the refs get sucked in, just like with the catcher moving his glove. And before we forget, let's thank
there congratulate. There are certain coaches that have earned that.
Houston Astros, World Series champs, baby. Lance McCullers and Mr. Tucker, baby. Mm-hmm. God bless them both, and congratulations to them both.
And nice
to see Tampa boys get it. Go ahead, Josh.
And Dusty Baker.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
what a cool dude.
Awesome.
He was one of my favorites when I was a kid.
Loved
because we only had
the
Braves.
And
well,
the
I loved
Braves.
Him with the Braves.
Well, Braves and then Dodgers.
That was
yes.
my first.
He's
you know,
cool. He's been through a lot. Cool to see.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sure the Astros are glad he got the job because he was close to getting the job at Boston. So,
and, you know,
I'm glad he,
you
I'm
talk
glad
about
he went there.
Narratives and storytelling, and there was some allegation, not allegations, but people were saying Lance was tipping off his pitches the other night, and the Phillies wrecked him. So I think because they were, you know, the sign stealers, if they were in the World Series to get wrecked like that but still be able to pull it off, I think there's some poetic justice there.
There is.
But all right, to wrap it up, I think Bucks are going to win today. We've been very disappointing, but the Rams have been even more disappointing. I think we're going to, you know, 28-14 maybe, 28-17. I think
The only thing I don't like, Josh, I'm agreeing with you. It's kind of funny. Both teams played bad last week. So normally when you play bad 1 week, you make it up. And we'll see if the Raiders make it up. We'll see if the Bucks or the Rams. But when you get shellacked like that, but again, the Rams, just the Giants.
I'm being cute.
The 49ers
we're
have
going
their
to miss
number.
Shaq.
Yeah.
We're going
oh,
miss Shaq
that's
there.
Gonna be that's gonna be hurtful.
Winfield too.
Yeah, I mean, we better contain Cup. I don't know how we're going to do it.
I do like
try.
Nelson. I do like the other outside rushers, though.
Yeah,
Nelson,
they better put pressure on Stafford, and they better keep the pressure off of Mr. Brady. I hope it's a good game. Hopefully the Bucks win, but it's going to be a tough
Joshua,
one.
Joshua, right now, who are our two favorites to be in the Super Bowl?
Eagles and Bills.
Yes. And, you know, I would hope, I'd love to see the Bills and the Vikings, Josh and Scott, because then one of them will win, obviously, and have a Super Bowl championship.
I don't think the Vikings are as good as the record, but it would be cool to see. I can
no,
do that.
No, yeah, and I'm agreeing with you. They're going to need to get better. But
it goes
cool
to
see.
Fran Tarkenton. What, four losses in the Super Bowl or five? Four?
No, it was four, but he only had three. Joe Capp had one of them.
You're right. You're right.
So I want to put not all on Fran, and he was great. Tampa Bay, we love you. Get out and vote Tuesday, tomorrow, today. Think, do some research when you make the vote. Vote for the people that are going to do right by us.
Peace, Tampa Bay. Peace.
Hello, this is Patrick Highland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.